he's a relative of mine, and I didn't know for years, for a long time, that he was a relative. He was adopted, so he was raised by another family. But the family that raised him are also from the Akula region, from Kasihilok, the neighboring village, but they lived in Bethel.
So is Maggie Lynn his adopted grandmother?
Yes, yeah. And Akakaka, what's her English name, her adoptive mother, Elsie Active, is Maggie's daughter. So John's mother and me were teasing cousins. Yeah, because we were offsprings of brother and sister. He was my ilungak. I went to high school in Bethel when I was about 18. So prior to that, I knew who he was. Mm-hmm. My late sister Margaret was more, she had lived there in Bethel before. So I got to know him through my sister.
Did he always have a kind of a sense of humor?
Yeah, he did. When I started going to high school, I started spending a lot of time over on the, you know, across the slough with the Charleses. They were kind of neighbors over there, so he kind of was always with the Charles girls, Charles family, Sue Charles and them. George Charles, Nick Charles and Elena, that family, he was close to them. So I started going over there, spent a lot of time with Liz, the twins, Sue's older sister, the twins. We were in the same grade. And John was maybe a year, grade or two below us. Or maybe about the same, because we were about the same age. But we weren't in the same class, and that's where I would see him. And they kid a lot more, those girls and John. John was working there, and I had done a little bit, I think I had done some Yupik News with him, but I was at KUC, the college, teaching Yupik mainly. And then I took a year off from teaching and worked at KYUK. Because I had fun doing that with John. I said, I'm going to take a year off and work here for a while, you know, full time. It was just fun doing Yupik News. And John was good to work with. And we worked, you know, well together. He cannot get along sometimes with other workers there. You know, he would be kind of annoyed or frustrated about something, and with someone there, you know, he was open about when he's not happy or when he's not satisfied, or he would just let him know. And then he'd turn around, and when he, you know, comes over, you know, my work area, he would be so nice. Be just totally different and just always nice to me.
So how did you raise?
I don't know. I mean, we just got along fine. We had that kinship or, you know, connection that was nice and gentle. And me the same way toward him. Mm-hmm. After a year, I went back to KUC, the college, and taught maybe a year or two, then I left Bethel in 82.
How do you think people in the villages and in the Yupik community felt about the programming at KYUK at that time?
I think they were enjoying it. I think they were excited because it was something new that had never been done before. So it was liberating. It was this big change of hearing the language on the radio with, you know, just not just Yupik News, with other stuff, other programs in the language. And Betsy Blossingham, Corey Flintoff, all those good people were there. And Pat Afghan would sometimes do news also. And I've worked with him in the beginning years of my career in language work at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. But he had moved to Bethel, so he would do Yupik News. And Pat and I and Betsy, we put this program together, a little play or little, I don't know what you would call it, but skit. Yeah, skit in the language. It was so funny and fun. It was video. It was a video on TV. It was so fun. So we did things like that. And Betsy was the anthropologist. Either Pat or I was the informant or the elder. And one of us was the translator. but it was so funny because the translation, it was literal translation, and it turned out to sound really funny, made people laugh.
But John, also being on the air, telling those stories, working with elders, doing that year after year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the recent publication and them, and I did some help them out too, but they had a different team. It's a curriculum for Lower Kuskokwim School District, for the schools, you know, village schools. So it's a nice publication. And John has a section in there, and I'm so happy about that. So John's stories are included in the curriculum now. Yeah, in the school curriculum. I could listen to him over and over. Whenever we get together, I would try to do the same thing with him, and I would try to, because I know he loves that. I would now and then tell him a story myself. And, you know, the last time I went up to see him at the hospital here before he died, just him and I were there for a moment, and I said, "Johnny, you want to hear a story? A legend, a lore, a short one." And he said, "Yeah." So I told him the story. And, you know, it had a little song, rhyme, the story. And he just loved that. He just looked at me and listened to me and smiled. It was that, just that moment between him and I, and I knew he would just love that story.